Welcome to the Stitch Sisters Podcast.
I'm Val.
And I'm Katie.
Thank you for tuning in.
This is episode 22, The Missing Link, fueled by cough syrup. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stitch Sisters Podcast. I'm Val, and I will be your only host for this episode. The reason for our missing link title is because Katie is unfortunately ill. She came down with bronchitis and a sinus infection, so she is not doing the greatest. She is on the mend, however, so it's just me. And if everyone can send their well wishes to Katie, get better, and miss you, and hopefully we'll be back in full force for episode 23 on May the 15th. So this is going to be a short podcast and just a few things. I'm going to remind everyone that if they're listening right now and you haven't entered into our contest being hosted on our Ravelry group, you have until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to enter on the 30th of April, the Woolly Witch Sweet Rolls giveaway. All you have to do is become a member of our group and visit the Woolly Witch on Etsy and tell us what colorway you love best and what you would make with it. Pretty simple. Hope everyone who listens enters, because the Woolly Witch has got some amazing, amazing colorways, and the sweet rolls that we are giving away, especially if you like Outlander, the sweet rolls are really awesome, and they're based on the Outlander series, the colorway. So thank you to the Woolly Witch for donating those to us. And yeah, enter the contest. What better way to celebrate Outlander and do some spinning? A couple of thank yous. Thank you to Tiffany from Knitting at Tiffany's Podcast. You sent us a really nice card in the mail to thank us for the prize that you had won. You'd won round three of our Downton Abbey trivia. So that was really nice to receive. And also thank you to Angie, who is Crouching Cheese on Ravelry. She sent both Katie and I the Handbrake Pattern by Dan and Kay Jones of the Bakery Bears Podcast. All the proceeds of the pattern, which costs £1 or $1.92 Canadian, goes to cancer research. And we were really thrilled and touched that you had thought about us and sent us the pattern. Some condolences go out to Don, James, and Jimmy of the Wolf Farms Podcast. After almost 2 years of a brave battle with lymphoma, they lost their dear Fuji. So all of our thoughts, Katie's and mine, our thoughts and healing prayers go to them. Fuji will be remembered. And also Shannon of Minerva Turkey Podcast lost her sweet little hedgehog, Sheriff Woody. It was very sudden, and we wish her all the best. It's really not easy losing a loved animal, whether it was sudden or not. We feel for them and are keeping both Dawn and Shannon in our thoughts. Animals really do become not only our friends, but oftentimes part of our family. And so both Katie and I know how difficult it is to lose a beloved pet. So as far as our hoes and foes and whips are concerned, we're going to be updating you more on that in the next podcast. Katie has already got half of object done. She cast on the Red Heart spring striped socks as soon as she received it for her birthday. I gave her the yarn for her birthday, and so she's already got one sock done, and she's got so many other things on the go right now. As far as I'm concerned, I've got no half objects, but I'm working on my granny square afghan, the rainbow afghan, and it's looking really nicely. It's getting bigger, so it becomes more and more time consuming as far as the colors go. And when I'm working on the white, it tends to kind of get a little boring, but you know, it's all for a really nice blanket in the end, right guys? So as far as events are concerned, we hope everyone had fun at the Knitter's Frolic and scored some awesome swag. And Katie wanted to send a thank you out to everyone who sent her birthday wishes, and thanks to Dawn for the gifted pattern of the April shawl by Hohi Locatelli, and so she really appreciated that. And we hope everyone is doing well. We'll have like I said before, this is a bit of a short podcast. I kind of miss my little partner in crime, but she is getting better, and you know, appreciates all the good healing energy that you can send towards her as she gets over this bronchitis. So thank you everyone who took the time to listen to our podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you. The more that you listen to us, the more that we want to continue doing the podcast. And don't forget, we're also on Instagram, Facebook. We have our Ravelry group, and both Katie and I are on Twitter as well, as well as the Stitch Sisters are on Twitter too. So take care, everyone, and we hope to meet up with you next podcast on May the 15th. That'll be our 23rd podcast. Oh my gosh, already. So take care, and we will be talking to you.